Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a vinyl heat style snare snap pitch move in Ableton Live 12 with an automation first workflow, and we're aiming straight for jungle, old school DNB, and darker roller energy. The big idea here is simple. Instead of designing a perfectly polished snare and then hoping it feels alive, we're going to build the movement into the sound from the start. That means the pitch motion becomes part of the groove, part of the phrasing, part of the vibe. And in drum and bass, especially in jungle and old school styles, that tiny bit of motion can make a huge difference. What we're after is a snare that feels like it snaps upward or downward in pitch over a short moment, almost like a worn vinyl hit or a little take wobble with attitude. It should feel emotional, gritty, and alive, not like a static one-shot sitting on the grid. So let's set up a clean working session first. Open a blank Live set and get a simple drum context going. You can use a chopped break, a basic kick and snare pattern, or even just a few MIDI hits to start. For beginner workflow, keep it really clear. Ideally, have one track for your drum groove, one track for your snare snap layer, and maybe the third track for atmosphere or texture later on. The important thing is to give the snare its own lane. That way, we can automate it without affecting the rest of the drums. If you're using a breakbeat sample, you can duplicate it and isolate the snare hit you want to shape. Now choose a snare that has a strong transient and a short tail. That's key. You want a snare with a clear front edge, a nice crack, and not too much long reverb clouding the motion. Old school jungle snares often have that sharp mid-range smack, a little dust, and a very direct hit. If your sample is too clean, that's fine. We can still shape it, but if it's too long, trim the tail down. You want the pitch movement to be readable. If the snare rings on forever, the pitch change gets blurry and messy. Drag that snare into simpler on a new MIDI track. Use classic mode so it behaves naturally and stays easy to control. Keep it in trigger mode, one voice, and make sure the start point is tight. You don't need anything fancy yet. Just get the hit playing cleanly. Program a simple snare pattern. Put the main hits on the usual backbeats, or wherever the snare lands in your loop. If you want a more authentic jungle feel, add a few ghost notes too. Even low-velocity ghost hits can help make the automation feel more musical and less robotic later. Now we get to the core of the lesson, the vinyl heat pitch movement. Inside Simpler, focus on pitch control. You can use transpose, and depending on the sample and the mode, maybe the pitch envelope too. But keep it beginner-friendly and simple. Start by thinking in small movements. A subtle pitch shift might be 1 to 3 semitones. A more obvious one might be 4 to 7 semitones. If you want a darker downward move, try minus 1 to minus 4 semitones. The trick is to use just enough pitch motion to make the snare feel like it's breathing. A quick rise into the hit can make the snare feel like it's being pulled forward. A quick dip can make it feel haunted, gritty, and more underground. If your sample responds well, you can try a pitch envelope with a very fast attack and a very short decay, something like 20 to 80 milliseconds. Keep it tight. We are not trying to make a laser effect. We're trying to make a snare accent that feels like a worn record, a tuned drum, or a little flash of movement inside the hit. Now switch to arrangement view and make this an automation first move. This is where the lesson really comes together. Instead of relying only on the sound design settings, we're going to draw the motion into the arrangement. That makes the effect easy to repeat, easy to arrange, and easy to tweak later. A great automation target is Simpler's transpose. You can also automate filter frequency, volume, or even saturator drive later on. But for now, let's start with pitch. Draw a simple automation shape around the snare hit. One point at the bass pitch, one point just before the hit at a slightly higher or lower pitch, and then return to the bass pitch after the hit. For example, if you're building tension before a drop, try a small upward snap. Leave the pitch at 0 semitones, then bring it up to plus 2 or plus 3 semitones just before the snare, and return it right after the hit. That creates a quick lift, a kind of inhale before impact. If you want a darker version, do the opposite. Start at 0, dip to minus 2 or minus 3 semitones into the hit, then return to 0 immediately after. That downward motion can feel really nasty in a good way, especially in darker rollers and break-driven jungle. Zoom in on the automation. Tiny changes matter a lot here. A small curve or a slightly delayed move can completely change the feel. This is one of those things where you want to listen closely and trust your ears more than the numbers. At this stage, test the automation with the bass muted first. That's a great beginner habit. It helps you hear the snare motion clearly without the low end distracting you. Then bring the full loop back in and hear how it sits with the kick, break, and sub. Now let's add some vinyl heat texture using Ableton stock devices. A great chain here is saturator, a Q8, maybe drum boss, and possibly a touch of erosion if you want some dusty bite. Keep it subtle. We want character, not mush. Start with saturator and add just a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. If needed, turn on soft clip for a more controlled edge. Then use EQ8 to shape the result. If the snare gets boxy, a small cut around 300 to 500 Hz can help. If it gets too sharp after the pitch move, you may want to tame the upper mids a little. Drum bus can be great too, especially for old school smack. A bit of drive and a little transient enhancement can make the snap hit harder without needing extra samples. Just remember that too much drive can flatten the transient, so bring it in slowly and compare with the dry version. Erosion is best used very lightly. A tiny amount can add a broken vinyl edge or a dusty texture. But if you overdo it, the snare can turn into noise and lose the clarity of the pitch movement. This is a really important teacher note. Keep a clean dry version on a duplicate track if you can. That way, you always have something to compare against, and you have a fallback if the processed version gets too busy. Another useful option in live is clip envelopes. If your snare pattern repeats every bar or two, you can automate directly inside the MIDI clip. That's a fast, beginner-friendly workflow. Use clip automation for transpose, filter, or volume if you want the effect to repeat in a controlled way. For example, you could keep most snare hits stable and only automate the final snare before a phrase change. That gives the listener a little lift, a little signal that something is about to happen. You can also play with velocity. Keep main snares around 90 to 110 and ghost notes around 20 to 50. That contrast helps the automation feel expressive. It gives the snare some human shape. Now let's put this in an actual arrangement context. Imagine an 8-bar loop at around 170 BPM. Bars 1 through 4 are your basic groove. Bars 5 and 6 repeat that groove, but now you automate the last snare of bar 6 with a small pitch lift or dip. Bar 7 gives you a fill, a crash, or an atmosphere swell. Then bar 8 drops back into the main groove. That's classic drum and bass energy. You get steady motion, then a little tension, then release. You can make this even more effective by pairing the snare move with a very subtle atmosphere on a send, maybe a little reverb or hybrid reverb. Keep it low. The atmosphere should support the snare, not wash it out. We want punch first, mood second. If the effect is feeling good, consider resampling it. Route the snare track to a new audio track and record the output. Now you've printed the exact snare motion you created. This is a really practical move because it gives you more control, lowers CPU, and makes editing easier. Once it's audio, you can chop it, reverse it, fade it, or reuse it as a fill. That's a very classic jungle workflow. Print the best moments and turn them into tools. Now check the mix in context. Make sure the snare still cuts through without fighting the kick or sub. Check mono compatibility. Leave headroom. If the pitch rise makes the snare too bright, reduce the automation depth or shorten the movement. In DNB, small changes go a long way because the rhythm is already dense and fast. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't make the pitch move too large. If you jump too far, the snare stops sounding like a snare and starts sounding like a synth effect. For most DNB uses, staying in the 1 to 7 semitone range is safer. Don't automate pitch on a snare with a long tail unless you really want that smeared effect. Shorter is better for clarity. Don't pile on too much distortion before you know how the transient is behaving. Heavy saturation can flatten the snap and kill the impact. And don't use the effect on every snare. If every hit moves, the ear gets tired fast. Save it for phrase endings, fills, and transitions. That's where it hits hardest. If you want a darker version, try a slight downward pitch move instead of an upward one. A small dip before the hit can sound more underground and more haunted. You can also alternate directions every couple of bars so the loop feels like it's breathing. For an extra twist, try layering two snares with different automation speeds. One layer can move quickly and sharply, while another moves more slowly. That can create depth without needing extra source samples. And if you want a more subtle, tape-like feel, use very small detune instead of full semitone jumps. Even a few cents can make the snare feel unstable in a really musical way. Here's a quick practice challenge before we wrap up. Build three versions of the same two-bar snare idea in Ableton Live 12. One version with a subtle upward pitch move, one with a subtle downward pitch move, and one with the same motion, but a little extra saturation and a touch of filtering. Then place those versions into the same loop, listen with a kick, breakbeat, and sub bass, and decide which one feels most like old-school jungle energy, dark roller tension, or cleaner modern DNB snap. If you want the bonus step, print your favorite one to audio, chop it into a one-shot, and use it as a fill before a drop. That turns the technique from a tutorial move into a real production tool. So remember the core idea. Keep the snare short, keep the pitch movement small, and use automation to make the movement part of the groove. That's how you get that final heat snare snap feel, with a worn, emotional, old-school D&B character that still hits hard in a modern arrangement. Alright, let's move on and build one.